The committee that Ari just mentioned, the one that's trying to get the emails, is chaired by a congressman from California who's held office for many years. He was first elected in that Democratic sweep after the President Nixon scandals in the 70s. His name is Henry Waxman, and he was here at NPR West yesterday explaining his email request. Now, this began because the Republican National Committee gave laptops to about 24 top administration figures. These are people like Mr. Bush's political and policy advisor, Karl Rove.
Get that distinction? Political and policy advisor.
Right. The two do get mixed up in every administration, politics and policy. But by law, people have to understand that wavy line between them. And that's why the Republicans say they gave these laptops to administration leaders so that they would use Republican channels for political work. And here is where it gets tricky. As Congressman Waxman was saying yesterday, they could use private channels to hide messages that they didn't want public, but which the public has a right to know.
What we did is simply sent a letter to make sure that nothing is destroyed. We didn't ask for the emails, but they're on notice that Congress is doing an investigation, is interested in this topic, and that they should preserve those accounts.
I don't know how many emails there may be, the congressman said. I don't know what may be in them. I just want them on notice. So, well, we finished talking. He was leaving. And a news story crossed on the Associated Press. The White House had just issued a statement about these emails, and it said they were missing. These emails from the top political types, gone. We ran out to the parking lot and we got Congressman Waxman, and he came back to the studio. He sat at a microphone and read what the AP reported. He digested it like a bad lunch, and then we started the interview again.
We wrote to the White House and to the Republican National Committee telling them that pursuant to investigations, we wanted them to make sure that those emails were not deleted. If they deleted them after they received this letter, it would be a criminal action of obstruction of justice, obstructing a congressional investigation. I don't know enough about the information as to when these emails were deleted, but a number of committees in the Congress are trying to find out whether people in the White House were communicating with each other and outside political people from Republicans to figure out whether they should fire U.S. attorneys. Whether they should do special favors for disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, and other activities which would be in violation of the law. The law requires that government emails be used for government purposes, Republican or partisan emails for partisan purposes. But the decision of a U.S. attorney staying in his or her job or being targeted for firing because they weren't investigating Democrats or they were investigating Republicans, if that's communicated over Republican National Committee emails, that just puts this whole thing in a very different light. It becomes clearly a politicized process. And too much of what we're seeing in government has been politicized by this administration. We need to find out the facts.
The facts could be that, indeed, these emails have gone missing somehow.
I've just been informed of this possibility. But I've also heard that when people delete emails, there's still a way to retrieve them. We'll have to see whether that's possible. It just is so reminiscent of the Nixon days when there were requests for information and suddenly, for example, Nixon's conversations that were taped, suddenly big gaps appeared in the tape that people couldn't explain. They were told it was accidentally deleted. Well, we've got to find out more about this. Those who are investigating the U.S. attorney's issue are going to want to get answers to how this happened. And those of us who are looking at other issues as well, such as the abuse of public office for political purposes in a number of different areas, are going to want to get answers as well.
You and I spoke a little earlier in that conversation. You said that in all your years of Congress, and you've been in charge of committees, and then you've been in the minority party for some of that time as well. But in all your time in Congress, you've never issued a subpoena.
That's correct.
You're now the chairman of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee.
That's
Reading this news from the White House maybe you're about to issue your first subpoena.
Well, that could well be. Subpoenas are to be used, in my view, as a matter of last resort. When the committee chairman makes a request for documents or information from the executive branch, we make those requests because we're entitled to get that information, and they have an obligation to provide it to us. This is not the government of the people in power who want to operate in secrecy. Government has to be open and transparent and accountable. And unless we get the information we request, they should well know that a subpoena could be served on them and further pursuance of that subpoena could follow.
What are you going to do with this information now?
I'm going to review it with some of my colleagues, some of the chairmen of the committees that are doing other investigations, and talk to the people in the White House and find out what they have to say about it.
Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of California, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Very welcome.
And we checked with the Republican National Committee this morning. A press secretary there said that committee staffers will be meeting with House committee aides about these missing emails today.